Hey, have you heard of Bloom Stories? It's an audio erotica app with over 1,000 intimate stories, guides, role plays, and more. If you like the stuff here, you'll love it there. They also just launched a spicy audiobook section where they partner with book talk authors and top-selling creators. Everything from fantasy to dark romance is in there. Head to bloomstories.com to sign up for a free account. Unlock everything by using promo code GIRLONTHENET and save up to 70%.
This is an audio recording of the blog post Sex with a Stranger by Girl on the Net. Today, I want to have sex with a stranger. A quick, no-nonsense fuck with someone whose name I don't know. Whose name I'll never know. I want to feel his hands tightly grasping my hips, run my hands over his body, and not care whether either of us really enjoys the experience. I want a fuck for function, a fuck for the sake of fucking. I want to fuck a stranger. Most of the sex I've had has been with people I already know. Even the one-offs usually happen with friends. A drunk night, a frantic fumble, thanks, that was ace, I'll see you in the pub on Tuesday, as I run off to catch the night bus. I do love those fucks, the casual ones. But stranger sex has been much rarer for me. Of course, it's often dangerous, and there have been times when I've reluctantly turned down an offer because I couldn't quite guarantee that I'd make it home afterwards. On a couple of occasions, though, I've had that delicious knowledge that even as we're fucking, we both know when we come, it will be the end of whatever we've had. Every day, I get to fuck someone I love, which makes me lucky, incredibly lucky. The easy curve of his hand around my arse, the exact pressure on my spine, pushing me to arch my back just right to feel the exact girth of him slipping into me, fitting with me. That's valuable, and I love it. But just because I'm enjoying my shower doesn't mean I can't appreciate how fun it was to be dirty. So sometimes I dream about sex with strangers. I imagine sitting on a stool at a bar somewhere. America, probably. Sitting at the bar in England often gets you weird looks. I'm sitting on a stool at a bar when a miserable-looking guy sits near me. He's wearing a suit. He's dark and handsome. He's a bundle of all the clichés I don't normally go for. He wears a watch, and it accentuates the strength and shape of his arms. I look at his wrists and imagine him wanking, jerking himself off into the toilet, neat, functional, aggressively grunting throughout. I imagine the as he comes into the toilet bowl, thinking of me staring at him and wondering if I would. I would. I'd watch him drinking, but we wouldn't talk. Occasionally I'd catch his eye and do the flirting that I've read about in advice books. Well, a more exaggerated version anyway. Leaning over the bar to show him a bit more of my tits, crossing and uncrossing my legs until my skirt rides up so far he can't help but think of my cunt. Shooting him those raised eyebrows, how about it looks, and mouthing, fuck me, just before I head to the bathroom. In the cubicle, I pull up my skirt and lean against the cold tile with one hand down my knickers. I'm thinking about this total stranger, this no-named guy, and how desperately I want him to follow me. How rough I want his hands on my cunt. How I don't want him to look at me as he fucks me. Just head over my shoulder, staring straight at the wall and grimacing with determination to come. Then he comes in. He rushes at me with a kind of blank need. No recognition or, I see you've been staring, just straight in with a rough kiss. No tongues, no movement, just a hard, 3-second stamp on my lips as if to check I'm not going to object. I don't, of course. I whisper, "Fuck me," and he nods. I lock the door while he fumbles with my shirt, unbuttoning and pulling apart and ripping down my bra so my tits spill out and he can press his chest against them. "Yeah," he whispers quietly to himself as he squeezes me against him. I go to unbuckle his trousers and he slaps my hand away, taking a step back to stare at me, exposed in my hitched up skirt and open shirt. His eyes are blank, as I wanted. He never looks at my face. Then he makes one quick movement and his trousers are down, just far enough to pull out his cock. "I don't care what it's like, make that bit up yourself. It's just a cock, that's all I care about. It's hard and he wants it touched and he needs to empty it inside me." He grits his teeth and grabs my legs, wrapping them round his waist as he fucks tight pain into my cunt. Grunting, rasping, punctuating each fuck stroke with a kind of "that's it" approval. Sounds like yes. Sounds like that's what I needed. Sounds like the kind of self-comforting sounds he'd make to himself when he's masturbating. As if I'm not even there. I make no sounds at all. Just feeling him shoving himself inside me is all I wanted. That and not knowing his name, of course. He's pushed the crotch of my knickers to one side, and I can feel the fabric getting damp as I drip lust down the shaft of his dick and onto the inside of my thighs. I grip him tighter and he shudders. "Yeah." A harder thrust, pushing deeper into me than he has before, and a long pause as his cock twitches. He rests his head on my shoulder briefly, enjoying the feeling of being spent. He pulls himself out of me, adjusts his clothes, and with a final glance at my tits, he unlocks the door. I say, "Thanks, stranger." But he's already gone. If you enjoyed that, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or help me make more of it on Patreon at patreon.com/girlonthenet.